What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show, Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. Happy to be hanging out with you. And Mimi, I'm going to tell everybody a couple of things behind the curtain real quick in case everybody... I think about Mimi all the time because, Mimi, you did help me get my house that I have. And you also are my favorite, and I'm going to use a word that you may not be familiar with. So I don't have like a whole, like, it's not like I have acres of property, but I have enough trees and some other stuff that I'm a very good urban lumber sexual, like, kind of thing. Well, I got a couple of the outfits. I got a mini chainsaw,
did you
some
just
things.
Make
lumber.
A word up?
No, okay. It was a word. It's a word that I am using, but other people made up. So basically, it's like if you dress like you do lumberjacking, but you don't really lumberjack. It's just it's a lifestyle. It's a lumber sexual. So I am very quality, like Sonny's laughing. But Sonny, tell her I did not make this word up. You know that this lumber sexual was a word that they've been throwing around for like 3-4 years.
I'm gonna be real with you. This is the first time I heard it, but
really?
I like
Google it. Go Google it. I did not make it up. So basically it's like whenever you meet one, usually it's a guy that looks like he dresses out of like one of those REI catalogs and all this stuff. And you're like, you don't do anything in the woods. What do you, you just dress like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm tracking
so that's it.
You.
Yeah, so that's it. So that's really just me. I'm like, I have the gear. So I bought, so we're gonna tell everybody before we get to what's going on in the market. A few months ago, I said I was gonna buy a mini chainsaw. And my friend Mimi here says, well, you got to get your chainsaw pants. And I'm like, what are those?
And I have saved your life.
You saved my life.
100 times now.
Because I did go out and I Googled and found chainsaw pants. And I bought my chainsaw pants. And so I put up a video of myself using my chainsaw because some people were interested when I said I had a chainsaw. And I've gotten more comments on, and those pants. And I'm like, those are my chainsaw pants.
I know. It's fascinating to see you in action. So, and you're welcome. You have legs because of me.
Exactly. You're right. Because, I mean, I should not be out there. I use those chainsaw pants a lot. I use them when I, like, mow the lawn now because I have rocks that kick up every once in a while. I'm like, well, you don't have to worry about any weird nicks on your legs because you have on the chainsaw pants that Mimi told you to go get.
And they weigh, like, 30 pounds. And, like, are they hot?
No, they're not because they're, because basically they say pants, but they're just chaps. So I just put them on, you know, kind of thing, and then they kind of clip behind your legs.
Okay.
And they're very, I got the Dayglo ones, so.
And they're beautiful, and they're on social media right now.
Yes, and so they do look wonderful.
Where can they see you in these chainsaw pants?
Go find me on Instagram. It's at Miss Shannon, Shannon with an A, Miss Shannon with an A. And so, Mimi, you get full credit for the fact that I have not had to have any stitches or anything because I nicked myself with my mini chainsaw.
I need to talk to these people about an endorsement.
And you should, because I would not have thought to get mini chainsaw pants if you hadn't told me. So I say that to get to the point that Mimi gives fantastic advice on all things to do. It's like, so if you buy a property, she will make sure that you don't hurt yourself or maim yourself while you are taking care of that property as well.
I will advise you that your big trees can sometimes fall on your roof.
Right. Yeah. And you should take care of those things. Yeah. And she will also advise you, you know, Shannon, don't try and do that. They make arborists that will come out and take care of these trees. You do not have to climb up there and cut the branches out with a bucket. I also took your advice on that and just hired somebody to come out and do that.
You know, there comes a time in your life, mm-hmm. and everybody knows when that time is. You'll just all of a sudden one day wake up and go, I probably shouldn't have climbed that tree.
Right.
I should have maybe done that when I was 16,
yes.
18 maybe,
but
tops,
now they're professionals, and that is all good. And speaking of professionals, that is part of the reason why you are such a resource, Mimi, is that, I mean, we say this, and I'm not sure if everybody always believes this. It's like anytime you have any questions at all regarding real estate and the housing market and all of those things, it really is a good first call to talk to you, Mimi, because you've been in this game for so long, there's nothing you haven't seen. And if you haven't seen it directly, you've at least heard of it and you know where to start and give people the resources they need.
You know, what I'm going to tell everybody is that in the last 2 years, it has been almost like living two lifetimes.
Right.
Things change on a dime, and I feel that it is changing again.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I think so. We are noticing a dramatic decrease in showings from the showing time records.
Okay.
So for over the last 3 months, if you compare that to the same three months last year, we're probably down about 20%-ish in showing. So that means the number of buyers that are looking at houses are 20% less, more like 2019, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're, you know, I get asked the question, so what's the story? You know, we're still a seller's market. There's not enough houses to go around. That's right. Absolutely the truth. And so the answer is we don't know.
Okay.
We don't know why it's happening, but it is happening. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for the folks that had friends that sold last year or the spring of this year, to sell now is going to feel and maybe look a little different.
Okay.
We're not seeing the masses of showings like it once was.
Okay.
So we're noticing something is changing. Mm-hmm. And so it takes a while to kind of see, you know, and monitor that to see what's happening. But as far as the actual stats go, for the week ending September 18th, our new listings went down again 10.5% to only 1736 for the whole metro. And our pending sales also decreased down to 18% to only 1,289 for pending sales.
So can I back up and ask you a question? When you say that showings are down, do you mean that less people are attempting to buy the houses? So it's still, we don't have a lot of inventory, but before we'd have, I'm just rounding up, 50 people that wanted to see the house anytime it went on the market. And you're saying that now only 30 people want to see the house? Or what do you mean by showings?
Okay, so we use an electronic booking system called Showing Time.
Yes.
So if Mr. and Mrs. Buyer want to see a house that's listed on the market,
right,
they contact the realtor. The realtor makes the appointment on the electronic booking system, which tracks all of that activity.
Okay.
And so if you look, so that system is able to track the number of showings.
Okay.
So that's the number of bodies that are actually in the house with a licensed realtor.
Okay.
We're able to see. So that's what that means as far as like showings go.
So the number of bodies that want to see a house have gone down.
We
recently.
Are noticing in the last 3 months
that it's trending.
It's
down.
Trending down.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, when your neighbor said, well, I had 50 million people in my house in March, and the other person says, well, I only had 20.
Yeah.
You know, that makes you feel like you're a failure.
When it's just things seem to be trending down.
But it very much still is a seller's market.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. That's because our month supply of inventory is still historically low.
Okay.
1.4 months of inventory. So what that means is a normal market is between 5 and 6 months of inventory, and we only have a little over one.
Okay.
Okay, so that means that there's less houses, still a lot of competition because we're a very large metro area.
Right.
Our inventory went down again 15% to only 8,287 homes. And for the month of August, our median sales price still stayed flat at $350,000.
Okay.
That's a lot of money for a first house.
Right.
And for the median, it's really a high number. Our days on market are down 43% to only 22 days. That's the time from the day that you write your offer to the day that you're owning it and getting the keys. And our percent of original list price received, it increased 2.1% to about 102.4%. So that is the stats that's going on in the market.
Okay.
You know, people say, well, you know, I thought you said it was a seller's market. It is still very much a seller's market. And, you know, we're all monitoring the same information. Now, what I do want to let everybody know, we've got a really great house that we're going to be talking about coming out of the second break.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure and stick around for that. But we also are going to be talking to our folks that maybe are having some pressure with possible short sales or foreclosures.
Right.
We are coming out of that period where things were put on hold, the moratorium. We want to speak to you. If you have been struggling with your payment, if you are in a forbearance, if you've got questions about short sales and foreclosures, we want to talk with you, and we're going to share some information about, you know, what you actually can do if that's you.
Right.
Because it's a scary time.
Absolutely.
You know, it's for somebody who's faced a short sale before, it can actually be paralyzing.
Right.
And we don't want our listeners who know people or who are going through that themselves to be paralyzed. We want you to be proactive about it and reach out with your questions, because this is going to be a thing.
Right. And it's something that you can actually, as someone who's gone through a short sale, if you have the right advice, it can be a much less painful thing, because you're already going, wait a minute, I did everything right. Why do I have to sell my house for less than I owe on it?
Exactly.
And
that,
and so it feels like you're a failure.
Well, unless you lived in, you know, 1918 mm-hmm. and were an adult and understood the Spanish flu and all of that,
right.
you've not seen a pandemic before.
No.
All of this is new for all of us.
Right.
And so it's kind of like drive-by feel. And you just do the best that you can, but you want to make sure you're arming yourself. When you're talking about your mortgage, there's a lot of money involved with that. And there's whenever there's a lot of money, there are a lot of scamsters out there
right.
that are wanting to get in on that play. And if they can dupe you and get some money, then, you know, that's just all the better for the people who are crooks.
Right.
So we want to make sure that our listeners are not dealing with that.
Right.
Because it's very easy to be taken and lose even more money than you might already be losing.
Right. Well, we are going to cover all of that when we get back from the break. You're listening to Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available at mytalk1071.com. Just use the keyword Red Hot. Here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and Remax Results. So we're talking.
I forget you, Mimi.
Yeah, you lied. You lit it up. We've got a really hot house I want to tell everybody about. It's at 1669 Hillview Road in Shoreview.
Yes.
I'm telling you what, this one's a cutie pie.
Yes.
It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath bungalow home, mm-hmm. story and a half, priced at $275. Got brand new flooring.
Wow, wait, back up, $275?
I know, right?
In Shoreview?
Shoreview.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Mounds View Schools.
Yes.
Everybody knows. I don't even have to tell anybody.
Mm-mm.
Super, super cute and brand new on the market. We want to make sure everybody has a chance to check it out. And all you have to do to get all the details is to text 139-655 to the number 25678.
Okay.
And we'll repeat that in throughout the rest of the show. So
right.
be sure and check that super cute house out. And it is still available to purchase if you're looking.
Perfect. That is so cute. And these houses go quick.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very, very cute. And move-in ready, I will say.
Yes.
Okay. So what we're talking about a little bit today is we're not going to go into any deep dive, but we want to speak to our audience that maybe knows somebody, maybe has been in mortgage forbearance because of the moratorium.
Right.
So we know that there's going to be an onslaught of people coming out of the moratorium.
Right.
And so we want you to be ahead of the curve if that happens to be you or someone that you know.
Because that was really hard on people when this happened back in 2008, 2009, I think. And so just how can we make this less of a burden on the whole infrastructure?
Well, the first thing that we know for sure, or at least we do here with my group, is that it's very important to have a good expert attorney
mm-hmm.
working on your team.
Okay.
And so we would be working with one of the best short sale foreclosure attorneys in the metro. So
right.
that's the first step. So here's what you want to think about. So if you're behind on your payments, probably the first thing that you're thinking is, what the heck do I do?
Yes.
The first thing you want to do is to contact your lender immediately, as soon as possible, and ask that lender, so what's my options?
Right.
And don't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing, is most people, when they get fearful, they panic.
Yes.
And that's a natural reaction. And give yourself permission to understand that you're human, that you're fearful, that
right.
you're terrified, perhaps. But the first thing is always pulling your head up out of the ground
yeah.
and just staring it right in the face and say, lender, what can I do? What are my choices?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Because as late charges happen, there's going to be fees. And so you want to be working on this proactively as soon as possible. You don't want to make the compounding happen. So be realistic about your financial situation. And every person's situation is different. So
mm-hmm.
you definitely want to make sure you're doing that. The second thing that we would encourage you to do is to reach out to us.
Okay.
Because we want to put you in touch with the expert short sale foreclosure attorney.
Right.
So that you've got a team starting to work on your behalf, because they may be able to negotiate things with the lender that you might not be able to negotiate, or they may know things that they can do to help you. So some of the things that you might also consider doing after you've reached out to us, and let me give you our number. You can text or call this number, 651-578-2218. And all you have to do is text mortgage, foreclosure, short sale, whatever your issue is, and we will reach out to you. But you definitely do need a reputable mortgage counselor.
Right.
Now, we do have two reputable mortgage professionals that also are a part of the show. And of course, we would recommend that you start with one of them.
Right.
But there's also other mortgage counselors that you can find with the Department of HUD.
Right. Because you also want to start having these conversations early, because the longer you put them off, the less options are available to you. Like some of these things, it's like, well, once this happens, we can't do this other thing.
Well, the biggest thing that happens is sometimes if you miss so many payments, then it prohibits you from being able to refinance.
Right.
And that's the thing that a lot of people think. Well, I have equity in my house. Why, let's just refinance it and start over.
Right.
Well, the mortgage companies have rules, and they're all different. They have their own overlays, they call them. And so that's why you want to reach out. The short sale expert attorney will know these things, and we will be working on your behalf to help you make sure you get the resources that you need in that area, because it's complicated.
Yes.
It's very, very complicated. One of the things that you can also do is you can talk to your lender about the possibility of a loan modification. And let me just start by saying that this information is also on the Attorney General's website in Minnesota. So you can go there and get it. We can email it to you, all of that. Now, I will say that back in the day, loan modifications, not a fan.
Right. Okay.
Because what we found, or what I saw, I guess, with my own eyes, is that some of the lenders weren't staffed appropriately. And things would get lost oftentimes, and the consumer didn't really fully understand what was happening with their loan.
Right.
They would oftentimes tack on the amount that was past due to the back end.
In a big lump sum.
Yes. And there were different things that were happening with the modifications that the consumer just really, you could tell, they just didn't know that that's what was going to happen.
Right.
And so that's why if you're working with a short sale expert, they will help you to figure out what they're doing. I would be very careful about loan modifications. I saw back in the down market, many people that did loan modifications that regretted doing them.
And I don't want to scare people either, but I just saw like there are scammers out there that are like, oh, wait, I'll give you the money to take care of this. Sign your house over to me. And like there's some weird, shady things that are going. So it's like just call someone that you can trust and just get all the real information.
Listen, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. So be very careful with anybody that's making promises and get references.
Mm-hmm.
You can also, you know, in certain circumstances, you can refinance with a new loan, but you want to definitely talk with somebody early. So be sure and reach out about that. You could also do what's considered a reinstatement.
Okay.
And under the reinstatement, you pay off the past due amount and any fees in order to bring the mortgage current again. Reinstatement can be a good option if your default was caused by a temporary financial fluctuation that you're able to fix.
Okay.
So many people that may have gotten laid off during the pandemic that are now back to work, that could be something. But there are always going to be stipulations under these programs. And so the sooner that you get the information, the better that you will be. And we all know that there's going to be a lot of these people coming out of this moratorium. There just is millions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so definitely check on that. And we'll continue talking about this when we get back.
We can also take your calls. You can be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. show here on My Talk 107.1. Also, shoot me on MyTalk107.1.com. We're laughing because we, you know, we talk about finding your house and your cabin. We talk about all those things on the show. And another thing that Mimi and I just learned about each other, neither of us want to go camping.
not real bad rustic camping.
No, not that I have to go to the bathroom outside. Like glamping. I'll glamp. You and I can glamp together.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, glamorous camping is fine. Yeah, yes, kind of
thing. Bathroom.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Or we'll just borrow our friends' cabins because we both have friends that have cabins. Yeah. I will borrow their cabin.
Well, I will tell you. So I went to the North Shore this year.
Which is beautiful.
And I have been to Duluth before, which was beautiful, but I never made it up to the top. And I made it up to the top this year.
Yes.
And I am forever and always in love with the North Shore.
Yes.
Now, and I'm going to tell you what, you guys, if you want to move someplace else outside of the Twin Cities, we can hook you up. We have an office in Superior and also in Duluth.
Yes.
And we have agents that are all over the planet, really. So if you love the North Shore, because I'm like thinking to myself, okay, well, that'd be a good place to go.
Well, we were just talking about that because I literally was coming in hot today and came back from Duluth. And it was beautiful. Like, just, it's the perfect fall. Like just everything looked like postcards right now.
Oh my gosh.
Like everything turned so well. And we were just taking pictures just out over the lake, just going, now this is why you hang out here.
Orange.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
So gorgeous.
And red,
yes.
Orange and red and yellows everywhere.
Ooh,
you looked.
Yummy.
And in beautiful water.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And speaking of yummy.
Yes.
I want everybody to be able to text and get information about our yummy little house.
Oh, yes.
In Shoreview. Mm-hmm. You can text 139-655 to the number 25678. Super yummy house available to see. So be sure and check that out. Okay, so we're talking a little bit, not taking a deep dive. We're just going to take a surface dive. We're kind of covering a little information from the Attorney General's website about short sales and foreclosures.
Right.
Which we, you know, specialized in back in the day. And we know, based on the moratorium, that we're going to see more of these.
Right.
So that's just predictable.
Right.
I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know it.
Right. And we're hoping that it's not as pervasive as it was when we had our last, you know, serious economic downturn. But
yes,
it's just been difficult for people. A lot of people had, you know, were behind and just did not get to go back to work as soon as they had hoped.
Well, let's just say, okay, that you had a short sale back in the day.
Yes.
And that now you had been not making your payments because of the eviction moratorium, and you now know that that's coming to an end, and you're terrified.
I can, right.
You know, you're like, I don't even know what to do.
Right.
Well, the first thing you want to do is to reach out to your lender. That's step number one, and talk to them about what your options are. Step number two is to reach out to us so that we can connect you with a expert short sale foreclosure attorney so that you can get the whole thing started with an expert on your side. Don't try to navigate this on your own. It's complicated.
Yes.
It is almost blow your head up complicated.
Right.
Okay. So one of the other things that you can do is to talk with them about extending a forbearance. And a forbearance can reduce or temporarily suspend your monthly payments until a certain date that they set, and allowing you to get back on your feet and begin paying your mortgage.
Right.
You can also set up a repayment plan with your lender and ask your lender to allow you to pay the past due amount in some partial payments. And along with that, your monthly. So you'd be paying a little bit extra on top of your monthly, rather than having to do it all in one lump sum.
Right.
And so talk to them about a payment plan. Ask your lender to waive those fees and penalties. And
right.
So sometimes if a lender sees that you're having a hardship beyond all, they will say, okay, if you can just get
caught
up. Make
the payment and get caught up.
We'll waive those late fees and penalties, and it never hurts to ask.
Right.
And so all they can do is say no and keep asking if they say no. Sometimes it's as simple as getting a different person in the call center.
Right.
And that's the truth. Sometimes somebody's having a bad day and they're just like going to tell you no matter what you say.
Exactly.
And so just call them again. One of the other things that you want to consider after you've gotten all the information is the possibility of exploring selling your home.
Right.
Okay. So in some cases, selling the house might be one of your best options, especially if you've got equity that's been built up on the property. This will allow you to make up the past due payments, hopefully pull out some extra money, and then get reestablished and perhaps afford to buy another house.
Right.
That's
instead of making it so difficult and having that full-on foreclosure and having to wait a much longer time.
Yes, and if you can possibly do a short sale and not let it go into foreclosure, this is going to help your credit immensely.
Right.
You would be able to turn around in 2 to 3 years and purchase again. Whereas if you wait for a foreclosure, it's going to be many, many more years after that that you can right. qualify again. And that was always the thing. People were always asking, well, you know, if I do this, when am I going to be able to buy again? And so you want to do as much as you can to protect your credit.
Right.
That's very important. And the other thing you can do is to talk with your lender about a deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have equity in your home and a modification won't make up your payments and it won't make it more affordable, perhaps a deed in lieu will give your home back to the lender without going through the foreclosure process. So ask your lender for information about what's called a deed in lieu because okay. it may not have the same negative effect on your credit as a full-on foreclosure, but it may also have some tax implications. So you want to have experts that you can talk this through with, including a tax professional, because there could be consequences there. And you don't want to be blindsided
right.
on April 15th. You want to know what's going to happen. You know, are you going to get taxed on right. that house?
And there were some things that I, you know, when I went through mine, and again, not my most proud moment when I short sold my house years and years and years ago. But at least knowing, well, in my scenario, it's not going to count as income, or the bank's not going to charge me back for the amount between my what I owe and those kind of things. And so it was just worth it to be able to talk to someone about those things.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel you. We know that there's fear out there in just the general market period, because things have been so unpredictable. And
right.
when things are not predictable, it causes humans to be irrational
mm-hmm.
sometimes, doing things that they may not otherwise have done. Fear really is paralyzing.
Right.
And so we hear you. Now, one of the things I also want to check with everybody about is some of these scams that we've been talking about. One of the scams is called equity stripping.
Right.
Okay. So this scam works in several different ways, but typically it starts out when somebody promises to solve all of the homeowner's problems and keep him or her in the home. Okay. So then the scammer may promise loan money that never actually shows up.
Right.
Or have the homeowner sign a lot of complicated papers. The scam artist may convince the homeowner to sign the property over to him or her, claiming that only he or she can get a loan to save the home.
Right.
When in reality, the loan does not exist, and the homeowners then become inadvertently renters in their very own house.
Mm-hmm.
Until they are eventually forced out by the inevitable foreclosure. In most cases, it says, the homeowners receive little or nothing for their home equity,
right.
which has, in essence, been stolen by this equity stripping scam artist.
And unfortunately, a lot of them call themselves nonprofits or some sort of organization like that. So they look legit.
Yes.
And they're just coming in to help you.
And under Minnesota law, know this, homeowners must be paid at least 82% of the fair market value of their former homes, minus certain permitted costs or expenses.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not able to stay in their homes following a foreclosure and it has been purchased by someone acting for the benefit of the homeowners. So I'm going to tell you right now, it's a seller's market.
Right.
1.4 months of inventory. If somebody approaches you, we buy ugly places
yes.
and all that kind of stuff. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion.
Right.
If somebody's asking you to sign papers under pressure, call us. We want to put you in touch with somebody who can look over the papers. Don't sign legal documents without legal representation. That
right.
is my opinion. You can be smart as a whip, man. And I think, Ms. Shannon, you are so smart.
Right.
But when you go for advice, where do you go, my
right.
friend?
Oh, yeah. No, I find an expert that works in that. You know,
you go to an attorney.
Yes.
That specializes in that area.
I found a real estate attorney to help me work on the lease for the plot, you know, that I have to send together. I didn't figure it out because I could have downloaded it myself. And that's how you get yourself in a sticky situation accidentally.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you a story. I have a friend out of state and her sister was going through a divorce and they were going to do the divorce on their own.
Right.
They were just going to print the forms off the internet.
Just sign them. It's going to be easy.
Smart people.
Yes.
They're so smart. Yeah. it was not going to work out well for one of the parties. And that was so obvious. And I just about lost my mind on behalf of this person. And I said, she needs to get lickety split to an attorney's office right now, mm-hmm. yesterday. Don't be doing, you know, this is penny foolish.
And you also go, well, I'm already behind on my payments. I don't have any money, so I can't get... We're just saying what's the best use of your money. And it is worth it. And there's people out there that can do it. You just make sure you find somebody that speaks your language, that, you know, and by that I mean communicates to you in a way that you feel comfortable. You're allowed to have a professional person that communicates to you in a way that you feel comfortable to be a resource for you so that you don't end up in a more negative situation.
Yes. I mean... There's going to most likely be equity in people's properties today.
Right.
At least right now. And so if you're in a pickle, selling your house might be a good thing and then just renting for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely don't want to take the first person that knocks on your door and says, I can save you.
Right.
I'm the one. This is what we do. We got papers. We have brochures. We're fancy. And I'm going to get rid of your problem. Okay.
Right.
But is it going to create a worse problem down the road? And that's the thing. And that's equity stripping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the elderly are especially vulnerable to this.
Right.
And if you know somebody that's elderly or perhaps maybe they have a medical condition like dementia,
mm-hmm.
these people need help.
Right.
They need to be able to turn to the right person to look out for their best interest because they could be counting on living on this income for the rest of their life. And it's so heinous, this mm-hmm. crime. You definitely want to watch out for your elderly and ill folks. Now, the other thing is a scam called mortgage foreclosure consulting scams.
Okay.
Some organizations or individuals represent themselves as counseling agencies, but are actually only out to make a profit off the misfortune of other people.
Okay.
Now, these entities will ask upfront fees in exchange for counseling services like financial advice
mm-hmm.
or negotiating the payments or other solutions with the lender or exploring the sale of the property. These services that borrowers can do themselves.
Right.
And they may be offered for free by reputable organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners know that they can always call and get a free market analysis over the net. No problem. We can show you exactly what's been selling around your house and so that you have an idea of what actually is going on.
Right. Well, when we get back, we're going to give you some more information on if you feel like you're behind, if things are catching up to you and you need advice, we're going to help you get that advice. Make sure you can make some wise decisions and maybe just sleep a little bit and better at night. Courtesy of our friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here at My Talk 107.1. You can be part of the show. Call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Our friend Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and Remax Results has been giving you some tips on what you can do if you were in that scenario where you might be looking at a short sale or a foreclosure, some options that you may have, but also some ways that you can get out of that without getting scammed. So we're going to have some more information on that. But before we do that, we want to remind you about a house that's newly on the market.
Yes,
that is brand new on the market. So get in while you still can.
Yes, we have a real beautiful story and a half in Shoreview that's move-in ready with new flooring, new paint, just super cute. Nice flat backyard, oversized two-car garage for $275. And you can get all of the pictures and the rest of the information by texting 139-655 to the number 25678. And it's available to be seen, so call us. So we're talking a little bit about the moratorium that's
right.
coming to a close throughout the rest of the country. It doesn't look like anything's going to happen to change that.
Right.
And so we do know that some folks are going to be suffering.
Yes.
And if you or someone you know is going to be going through that, we would love to talk with you offline. You can always reach out to us at 651-578-2218, 651-578-2218, text or call, either one. Just text us what your mm-hmm. information is, whether that's you're scared, you're coming out of it, you need a short sale, you need a foreclosure, or you just want to talk about selling and seeing what the valuation of your house is. At the last break, we were talking a little bit about mortgage foreclosure scams.
Right.
And so, again, those are typically people that ask for upfront fees in exchange for counseling services like financial advice, negotiating payments or other solutions with the lender or exploring the sale of your property. And again, these are things that you can do yourself.
And or you can get free consultations on so many of these things.
100%. Mm-hmm. So scam artists that collect upfront fees may not actually provide any of these services that are promised. And some of them even disappear overnight. Now, under Minnesota law, a foreclosure counselor is prohibited from collecting a fee until after it has provided a service to you. So don't be scammed by mortgage foreclosure consulting scams.
I think it's also good to remind people that the thing is that we know that it's difficult to get some of this information yourself, but there are reputable resources out there and people that have fiduciary responsibilities to be on your best side. So if somebody is hard selling you, like, you have to make this decision right now before you get off the phone with me, you should probably look at that like a red flag.
100% like a red flag.
Yeah.
Make sure you do your due diligence, especially with people that you don't know.
And we know it's time consuming and you're already tired and stressed out. So we get it. So this is some way that we can help you up front.
Yes.
Before you get, you know, in a worse situation.
Now, I'm just going to repeat this. And so I apologize if you've listened to the whole show and you've heard me say it three times now. But the first step is to contact your lender.
Right.
Always.
Right.
100%. See what you can do on your own. Get somebody on the phone and say, this is what's happening. And I don't know what to do. What options do you offer me? And that's the first step. The second step is to call us here at the Red Hot Real Estate Group, and you can reach us on the phone or you can message us through the MyTalk app, keywords Red Hot, and we will connect you with one of our short sale expert attorneys so that you can also have that as a resource, because you don't want to do this on your own.
No.
The first thing you don't want to have happen is for it to go all wampus crazy wrong. That's where people in the down market before, they came out of it, but they were like, I didn't understand what was happening to me. I didn't know that that's what this meant.
Right.
And we don't want people to go through that again.
No, because there are ways you can just rebound more quickly.
100%. Now, there is another scam called a forensic loan auditor.
Okay.
Forensic loan auditors sell a forensic loan audit, which the auditor claims will discover violations of any state and federal mortgage lending laws in the homeowner's mortgage loan.
Okay.
So the auditor further claims that these legal violations will provide the homeowner with the ammunition that the homeowner will use against the lender to obtain faster or more favorable loan modifications or to obtain other foreclosure relief.
Gotcha.
So like foreclosure consultants and mortgage modification scams, the forensic loan auditors typically ask the homeowners to pay hefty upfront fees for their services.
Right.
So in reality, there is no evidence to support the claim that these forensic loan auditors will help the homeowners obtain a loan modification or other foreclosure relief.
Right.
Even if they are performed by a licensed auditor, a mortgage professional, or an attorney. So it
sounded like
fancy.
What you said earlier, just call them and see what you can get is the same as you find all this stuff and they're just going to tell you, well, say this and maybe it'll make a difference. Maybe it won't.
You know, if you are the sort of person or your friend or whoever that is terrible with paperwork, they're terrible with the details, they're terrible and just can't bear it, that it's just better to just go under the, you know, with the boat. We're just going to, you know, sail out to sea. Have them reach out.
Right.
And we will put them in touch with someone who is accredited, a legal foreclosure short sale attorney.
Right.
That does this. And if they have been approached by one of these scam artists, those scammers need to be reported.
Right.
And documented. So don't let your friends, you know, be taken with all of this craziness. And we know what's going to happen. And so the last scam that we're going to talk about is called a refinance scam. And some homeowners become the target of fraudulent refinancing offers. Such fraudulent refinancing offers may begin with a call from an underwriter, and I put that in quotes, who may convince the homeowner into believing that the call is from the homeowner's current mortgage lender and make a refinance offer that is really hard to pass up.
Right.
And that's whether it's due to low interest rates, no closing costs, guaranteed approval, or things like that. So remember, folks, no free lunch. After convincing the homeowner to refinance, then the homeowner's asked to pay a fee to proceed. But once the homeowner pays that fee, then that's where the scam happens.
Right.
Nothing happens. And the homeowner is taken for thousands of dollars.
Right.
Don't be pressured to make such an important financial decision right away. That is, you know, you don't have to pay up front for that. That talk to one of our mortgage specialists right. here on the show, and they will help you figure out whether you qualify to refinance or not. Homeowners should also be wary of any company, whether it is a foreclosure consultant, a mortgage modification company, a forensic loan officer that claims to be attorney-backed or that uses attorneys. These companies can tell homeowners that they are exempt from Minnesota law prohibiting upfront fees because they use attorneys, and that homeowners will receive better service because they are working with those attorneys, when in reality, these companies at best often use out-of-state lawyers who are not authorized to practice law in Minnesota. So these out-of-state lawyers typically require the homeowners to sign retainer agreements that provide only minimal services, and the homeowner often pays thousands of dollars to receive no results. So be careful.
Right.
Your own lender is where you need to start.
Right. And if they want you to wire their money, if send pay them in a gift card, take, you know, put them on their credit card right away, any of that stuff, that's all red flags. Do not give these people your money.
Yes. You know, you definitely want to err with caution when it comes to your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't protect your financial health and wellness any more than the place where you lay your head at night.
Right.
It's very important. And if you are suffering from this or someone you know, do not hesitate to reach out to us. We will connect you with the right expert attorneys that we know that do this for a living.
In this market
In
where
this
you
market,
live.
Market, yes. Mm-hmm. And don't get taken. Just do what you can to preserve your one of your biggest assets, and that's your home.
Right.
You can reach us through the week, 651-578-2218, text or call, or you can also email Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com. Or even message us right here through the show.
Right. And if you want to get a hold of us here, you can call throughout the week, 651-641-1071. And you can always go to mytalk1071.com and use that keyword red hot.
And have a great week.